This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's Hayes and Sean. This month, we're releasing one full bonus episode.
It's just Hayes when you're talking.
When I'm talking, it's just Hayes?
Yeah, when you go,
you're
Hayes
here,
and
you're
Sean,
doing the ad.
Diminishes me. Well, I wasn't at the time. At the time, I was not. And we've been known to do ads separately sometimes.
Okay, but you like you put your headphones on, you pull the mic towards you. To me, that is that you are ready to do this.
They can't see
that. Are
you
not ready?
They can't see that, Hayes.
That's why I'm saying that it's both of us.
And now it is. But when you started talking, it wasn't necessarily. So
we are releasing one full bonus episode every week from our premium bonus series, Hollywood Handbook Pro Version.
It's we now?
And it's... And it says, please provide a short description that highlights how Pro Version differs from regular Hollywood Handbook episodes. Where to, such a, like, a big question. Like,
yeah.
Where to even, like, begin on something like that? Like, how is it different? Like, wow. I mean, it's different.
Oh, it's different as hell.
It is
shorter.
And normally, well... Normally it does cost money, but in this case it is free.
Yep.
So now is it the same?
But there's rarely a guest.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But not very often.
No.
If you want to listen to the rest of Hollywood Handbook Pro Version, go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code HANDBOOK.
I would say, just as a description, that the Hollywood Handbook Pro Version is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subject matter.
And how is that different from what we do on the main show?
I would say that that is a very stiff, stunted conversation that constantly explores nothing but mature subject matter.
Can I just say this? You have a promo code here, yes?
Yes.
And what do they get for using the promo? StitcherPremium.com, sign up with code HANDBOOK.
I think 1 month free.
Okay, doesn't say that.
You get 1 month free with using code HANDBOOK.
You promise this?
It's a Chef Kevin guarantee.
Write to Kevin and let him know what you got when you used it.
You'll get access to all our bonus episodes, an ad-free listening experience for all Earwolf and Stitcher shows in the Stitcher app. But you can also listen to the ads version, too. Kevin should be in here.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, because the ads are all screwed up now in the free version.
So if you want to listen to the show as basically the Snyder Cut of the show, it's basically what it is.
Yeah.
With all the ads in their correct order, you can listen to Hollywood Handbook, the ads version.
Yes.
It's different from the pro version, but it is in there. And you'll be supporting our show, too. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the episode. And remember, that's StitcherPremium.com, promo code HANDBOOK. And again,
and
nothing
Sean.
About the bonus.
And my name's Sean.
But Kevin promised.
Yeah.
When we're sort of like walking the grounds to like kind of check it out ahead of the thing,
right, and
Max.
Right, yeah.
You don't have a... Sorry?
Monster.
Yeah, Max Monster and I, we are, of course, getting ready for the big Universal Monsters like show that they do every day, but unveiling this new monster, Max Monster, who is... So we look at all the other ones and we're like, what's the thing that like makes these exciting?
Yeah.
Often it is greenness.
Yeah.
In the case of two of them.
I remember we made that chart of like, what are the commonalities? We basically mindhuntered all the monsters and said, what are the patterns that we can draw from this? What are the similarities they share so that we can create a monster profile in order to ultimately make sure that Max Monster scares the bejesus out of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so greenness, having a wife is a big one.
Very scary to have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
I can attest to that.
Hair somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Often that is crazy.
If you
in the
can,
case of one of the wives and the one that has hair on his even face.
Mm-hmm. No, we really went to battle with how do we make Max Monster's hair different,
mm-hmm.
but still recognizable as hair.
Mm-hmm.
And what we settled on was that it comes straight off the back of his head. It's like a long cone
mm-hmm.
that just juts out from directly behind his skull.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very scary because what if he swings, hits you with it?
And the green element we wanted to exploit. And so he is an olive.
Yes.
He is a big olive.
With pointy cone hair off the back of his olive
And he has
head.
The cone blasting off. And he has a wife who we do not see, but he talks about a lot.
He goes, the old lady. Let me check in with the old ball and chain first, actually.
But they are in love.
Yes.
And just the fact that he's checking in is nice.
No, that's the thing is I think a lot of people, I'm guilty of this. They sort of enjoy peddling off their responsibilities. And they're like, well, let me see if my wife will let me do it. Mm. And Max Monster is no different. But really, it's because they care. And often they do just want to spend some time at home with their wives. Mm-hmm. And it's a convenient excuse sometimes. It's not always fair to your spouse.
So we do the show. And just like the introduced music is like coming in. And it's like, duh! And he sort of tipped over backstage.
Yep.
And like just a little like a part of actually the pimento part.
Yeah.
You can just see sort of peeking out from behind
from the
stage.
Wings of the
stage. And all the stagehands and me are like trying to lift him up, but we accidentally squeeze the pimento.
Comes shooting out.
It's pimento with a little kind of blue cheese filling around it.
Yes. So which smells scary.
That did goosh out. And it did not suffocate a mother, but it did like sort of briefly
she
smother.
Was, yeah, she was struggling to
she
breathe.
Did experience a mother's mother.
The smother's mothers.
That's what she became as one of the smother's mothers.
Now, with a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good. Now,
that must be something.
It's an ad.
Right.
Now, what was, because I was in the audience,
mm-hmm.
the juice
kind of a secret shopper
that squeezed out behind the pimento. What was he filled with?
That was like an electric
brine.
An electric brine, yes. So it's like that is what.
Suck me like an electric brine.
In the narrative that we had invented for him, that is what is kind of keeping him alive, that his brine was effectively zapped.
His brine was struck by lightning, mm-hmm. animating him and making him the live, scary olive that
yes.
we all know today. Max Monster with the big cone of hair coming off the back of his head. Shake me like an electric brine.
Hello, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and today we are having a pro version.
Yeah, it happens from time to time that we do have a pro version. Sam's here.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, you want to talk about what this pro version is?
You guys have listener questions.
You've been working on your freaking radio voice, man. This guy's freaking Fraser yeah. Crane over here.
Do you guys remember Niles? He had a
ASMR more yeah. like SAM nothing.
Because
that's the end. That's the end of your. That's the end of your name.
ASMR.
Oh, I didn't get it. Okay.
Can I try?
It's
one?
Over. Yeah.
ASMR more like SAM is. Oh no, our guest is here. She's lost.
What the fuck?
Jesus,
get
Christ.
In here.
She doesn't
get
drive.
In here.
Do you need it? What do you need?
Io, what is happening?
I thought I left my sunglasses on the table, but I didn't. So this is just sort of like.
Did you find them?
Did you lose them?
Well, no, obviously not. I'm like here, like looking on the, at the
Are
table.
Are they in the lobby them. Anywhere?
Yeah, maybe they're in the lobby. I mean, they also could. Well, you know, listen. Oh, they're okay. Great, they're
they
the
are listening.
They're in my bag.
Because this
they're
is the, live.
What's
we
that?
Are actually doing this
oh,
right now.
Oh, we're fresh out the. Oh,
they're
nice.
In your bag. You didn't
they're
check
in
your
my
bag,
bag
first because you remember leaving them here.
This yeah. is That's not credible story.
No, it's not. Okay, fine. I missed you guys. I missed
this
you.
This is very thirsty. It feels like she wanted you to know she has sunglasses.
Yeah, what is
okay,
the,
because, can
the
I be
presentation?
Honest? Yeah, because yeah. Sean was talking smack. I heard
about
Sean talking smack.
Very thirsty.
You thought that I was
the
you
fucking mic addict.
Yeah, I'm a thirsty ass, you know.
Mic addict.
Yeah. Attention head ass.
Mm-hmm.
Late wow. ass, bum ass. Mic addict. Yeah. Freak. Mic fiend. Mic freak. What's
are you
up?
Gonna be here and while we take a question from a listener?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could do that.
We you can cancel. Stay for at least one. Cancel your ride.
I cancel yeah. it. It's dead. I canceled the driver.
Oh no.
He's canceled.
The show will cover whatever the cost is of canceling.
There's like no, there's no fee. Everyone, if you have an Uber driver named Michael, he's canceled.
That it was the driver's name is Michael.
Yep.
You might want to do something that I've seen funny people do, which is like make a joke about like the Uber driver's like in a show or something. You'd be like, oh, like Habubi is here, you
okay,
know,
nice.
Like, and the name is like crazy and
yeah,
really
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
fucking sick.
Sorry.
And then you talk about how they like stink. Yeah.
I've
seen a lot of people doing
penis
this online.
Semen, tried to give my ass a ride.
Yeah.
Okay. Listening to this dang world music.
Yeah.
Sort of yes. like that vibe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm being a mic hog.
Dude.
Put the headphones back on.
What's going on?
The fucking...
You can't believe it? You can't believe that?
That's what I said. I said what I said.
Pod goddess. She loves the pod, man. Look at her. She's so alive.
I was
it was
itching.
Crazy because you like wilted when you left the room. You had so much energy when you were
I got
potting.
Sick. Yeah. I got physically sick.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam had to give me a Pepto.
Yeah, you got pod sick.
Sam.
Yeah.
So Kevin solicited questions. We got so many, way too many. Stop being so extra to everyone who sends in all these questions. But now we have some here that we can read.
Yes.
And now, if you can believe, this is really the first time we have done this in like 4 years, possibly even 5 years.
Would you like me to read you one?
Yeah.
What's the best way to throw a successful family reunion? And that's asked by Jimby.
The
in
best
my,
way
in
to
my
throw.
Family?
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from?
It's somewhere crazy.
Okay. Just feels like you're...
My family's so nuts.
Yeah, that feels like a different... Like, it feels like you've done three different accents just describing...
My family is so weird.
First of all, there's mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mom. You're all familiar with this. Honey! Hi, honey.
And don't forget a guy whose name is the dad.
Hand me that. Can you hand me that?
This is like your dad's thing.
Yeah. And Auntie Florence is around as well. Hey, honey. And of course,
here comes little brother.
Hand me that.
So it just feels like, sorry, not to, like I like a family can look like anything. Obviously, just feels like you're.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's just leave it there. Maybe.
Yeah.
A family
so
can
here's
look
the
like
best way.
Anything.
Here's the best way to throw
even it. One man doing seven or eight impressions, very similar
okay,
phrases,
very similar.
Wait, let me do this. Voices. Let me get this off. So here's the best way to throw a successful family reunion in the trash.
Ah.
Whoa.
Throw it in the trash.
And do come see my one-man show. Please come see my one-man show, Blood Type Hand Me That.
Hayes and Sean. Hi, boys. Borat from
We were just hitting our stride with that one.
From the Chicago show here.
God.
I was wondering.
Borat from the Chicago show.
What do you
yeah, guys, okay, I remember that.
What do you guys think of the recent trend of music biopics? And he lists five of them. And who would you like to see get a movie?
Okay, Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man, Judy, Yesterday, Blinded by the Light. Who's Judy?
Yesterday, famous
yesterday
music
is not a biopic.
Judy Tenuta?
I think of her more as comedy than music, but I guess she did do both.
They did a movie? Okay. And who would you guys like to see get a movie? Keep up the good work. Signed, Paul Jacobson.
Mm. Who would I like to see get a movie? Me.
A music biopic?
No, I'd like my one-man show to be made into a cool movie.
Oh, Blood Type
Or at least an HBO special. Yeah, Blood Type Hand Me That.
Yeah, you could get a special easy. A24 yeah. Produce.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Birbiglia.
I gotta get in front of Judd.
DP.
I need Judd to see my stuff.
What's weird is we're entering an era where you could basically do Ray again with Jamie Foxx, but he just like takes his sunglasses off and is Jamie Foxx now. And it's a movie about Jamie Foxx doing music now instead. Yeah. And if you basically just digitally remove the sunglasses and call the movie Jamie,
it would be.
It's the same.
It'd be a really good movie. Yeah.
Yes.
He would win an Oscar.
And that was actually him doing on Gold Digger. And
that's
he actually, and he did that.
And he thought it was going to suck.
He said that?
He said that. He said, I was doing it and I was like, this sucks.
I remember that interview.
This isn't going to be good.
Who would you like to see have biopic?
Of like singer?
Yeah.
Well,
does he say that? He just says, what do you guys, so,
well,
let me says,
what
do
you
think?
You know,
let's unpack this.
Break it down.
What do you think of the recent trend of music biopics? And who would you guys like to see get a movie?
Yeah, you're right.
So it's two completely separate ideas.
You're right. Okay. So, answering the second question, I would like to see Mr. Bean get a movie. Because I think that it's his time to shine.
What if we did narrow it down to musicians? What musician did you think should get a movie? Googie Monster.
Do I have to change my answer?
The Googie Monster.
I guess if I think, Tom DeLonge.
Long last.
Just soft rip.
Something real, finally.
I just think the industry is so fake and full of phonies, and like I just think he's the only real, like he's the only real guy.
It's been a long time coming.
How do I convince my dad that a sports is a real job?
That's esports.
Well, from Jordan.
Jordan, this is engineer Jordan. He's probably upset that you're not using your friggin' BA in vocal performance.
It might mean, like, they might call engineering esports.
What if it's Michael Jordan?
Okay.
Because he's got, like, he's, like, probably got debts.
Okay.
And okay. That sort of thing.
Okay.
That's right.
And he's talking about his dad, obviously.
Was murdered.
In heaven.
How do I convince my dad who was murdered?
Who was murdered. That esports is a real job.
Now, this is a challenging question.
This has become
when you put it in
a
context,
very delicate one.
Just in the proper context.
People have different things that they wish they had been able to communicate with their parents.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Frequency?
If you've seen Contact, even.
Yeah.
If I just gotten the chance to make my case that esports is a real job.
To my dad.
Just sick to my stomach.
Before he got murdered almost 20 years ago because of the other sport that I was doing. That's not really a sport.
Almost 20 years ago.
Over 20 years ago?
Wow, I feel old.
If only my old man stuck around long enough to be convinced that esports was a real job.
So, here's a theory that I have.
Please. Can you hand me that? Yeah, go ahead.
Spot on impression of Michael Jordan's father. Spot on.
So my theory has been proven correct. You and Michael Jordan's dad were never on this planet at the same time.
Can I ask you a question, Hayes? Do you believe in reincarnation?
So the version of it that I believe
is
you get to just like you get murdered, and then you get to just like sort of regroup and just like chill in heaven for like 3 years.
Yes.
And then you get like sent down, and then you get to be Io.
Yeah. Well, if you're good in heaven, you pick and you get then God.
Then you get
then
to
God
be
lets
Io.
You pick a body. And if you're bad, then God picks a body for you.
If your behavior in heaven.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. A lot of people don't read the Bible.
And is your theory that James Jordan was good or bad?
That he was bad.
He was bad.
God
picked your body.
James Jordan was naughty in heaven. So the real question Michael Jordan is asking is, do I approve of esports?
Yes.
And will I be convinced?
Or just at least
real?
Do you think that are you able to be convinced? How can he convince you that esports is a real job?
Are you making that? I want to see that dough. I want to see them benefits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Esports. As soon as esports comes with a decent benefits package. Yes.
Yeah.
Dental. I want my son to have dental. I want him to be able to have provisions for a spouse in case they are sick, and I want them to have full coverage in case they're vaping too hard and their vape breaks and they have to suck all the steam out of an iron.
They get
porous lung.
Now, yeah, I think really what you're saying is that you convince your dad esports is a real job the same way you convince anyone anything is a real job, which is secure the bag.
I have a question for Bosch. Bosch, does Tony know your name? My boss does not know my name. She calls me a different, similar name, and I've worked for her for a year. On a rare day, she knows my name. Bosch, what should I do? She's very rich. Thank you. Please visit Milwaukee. We have a basketball team. Also, I have a professor whose name is Sean Hayes. Can you believe? I think of you every time. From Deanna.
Wait.
Every time what?
You think of... But she's talking to Bosch first.
Yeah.
So she thinks of Bosch every time her
professor's
name is Sean
Hayes. And also, you have a professor and a boss? What kind of school is this?
This is nuts. I guess
I like the assumption that also you are Bosch's boss.
No, Bosch. So if you actually did your research.
Yeah, Bosch has a boss. There's a cat. A feral cat named Tony who lives in my backyard who Bosch does work for.
Okay, and here's Bosch, all of this.
We can let him answer
and I'm
for himself.
And I'm listening, and I'm apologizing because I messed up on that one.
We have a whole mythology with this show.
I know.
And that is basically it at this point.
Hi, oh. It's me, Bosch.
Oh my God, Bosch, how's it going, dude?
Oh, so good.
Are you going to answer this question?
Sure, yeah. I believe that Tony does know my name, but he thinks my name is, you're late. Hey, you're late. Get to work. I mean, that's how he talks to my ass. Now, how can you get them to learn your name? Same way I get everyone to learn mine. Do a funny joke. Now, Bosch, you have a joke that you've been doing lately that you think is very funny.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, so do you know the Drake song Going Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you know this sort of like chorus of that song?
How's it go?
Well, so the one part that I have a joke for.
Would it help if someone else did it or if even it were played?
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, maybe play like part of it.
Sam's not exactly springing to action, so I guess I'll do it.
Well, maybe you'll have to pay for it.
You know, I'm from Milwaukee.
Oh, right.
Oh, he was salty that nobody said that.
Oh, right. Freaking Brewers.
So the song is actually Meek Mill.
Oh, yeah, but Drake's the one who's talking at the part that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. About how far in is it?
It's a little bit in. Happens a couple times.
Okay. This is him.
Yep. He's got more slaps than the Beatles. Okay. That's lethal, yep. Don Corleone, yep. It's not Lonely at the Top.
Okay.
They act like gnome. Hang on. Not yet.
Okay.
It's not there yet. Of chicken nuggets. Hang on.
So that go, do keep it again. Going.
Oh wait, go back.
The dog part?
Hang on.
Okay, nope. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, it's not the dog part.
Here you go.
of chicken nuggets.
That's it.
So every time that Drake, every time Drake says 10-piece, Bosch likes to turn to everyone and go, of chicken nuggets.
Fuck, that's sick.
That's
fucking sick.
That's like
just a 10-piece, dog, of chicken nuggets.
I just want to quit. What sick do you mean?
Like the cool one.
Awesome.
That's fucking sick.
Good.
Just a little 10-piece, dog, of chicken nuggets. Right?
If you just look at classic joke structure, let's break down why this works. If you just look at classic joke structure.
I'm using like all of Toplin's tops.
Jeffrey Dahmer was in Milwaukee. Hey, boys, quick question. I'm quickly approaching my 28-year anniversary on this earth, and I'm kind of freaking out about it. I mean, I'm still a stud and all, but I'm starting to feel slash look like a dad. How did you guys deal with the decline of your best years? Thanks. Nick, P.S., please come back to Portland. I waited too long to buy tickets last time, and it sold out.
That's on you.
Just as a whole answer.
So we
that's
have
on you.
To...
That's on you?
We have to figure out who... this person is the reincarnation of.
Yep.
So quickly approaching 28 years, mm-hmm. which means reincarnated in.
Whoever died 31 years ago.
31 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And so that's taking us back to 1991
exactly.
was the reincarnation, but then back to 1988.
Uh-huh.
So who famously died in 1988?
Off dome, I'm thinking Gore Vidal, but...
I really don't think so.
This is what I'm, like, feeling, but I could be wrong, but I feel like I'm right.
Okay, well, we can check IMDb.
Gore Vidal was an actor.
There's Anne Ramsey... from Throw Mama from the Train. Definitely could be the reincarnation of Anne Ramsey.
Could be the reincarnation of...
Oh, it doesn't have a friend.
Could be
that's
the
what Anne Ramsey said.
Reincarnation
you
of Roy yeah. Orbison.
That's fucking sick.
Roy Orbison. Yeah. Okay. Roy. So now we're getting a very easy biopic to
well,
do.
This, oh,
Jean-Michel
easy.
Basquiat.
Just you barely even have to change the poster for Ray. It's pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much
that's
the same.
That's right.
And
Roy.
It's also like Brave. It's like Brave if he...
put a circular sticker over the A and you're yeah. done.
And just like wherever the movie needs a needs an O, then you're in.
Yes.
Because that movie is a lot of text. It's a lot sure. of text. People don't remember.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison. Just, boom,
yeah, rude
baby.
Because the guy was blind.
Exactly.
It's rude to do a movie exactly. that there is so much text on the screen.
It was never about respecting him.
I am, and that is, happens to be the T. What's happening on the question now? What question were we answering?
He's like, how did you deal yeah. with the decline of your best years? If they're starting at 28.
Do you want me to take this one?
How we dealt with it? Yeah.
Sick.
So I remember when you guys were really starting to like go down.
Yeah.
Like real, cause I was like so young and I remember watching that and like being like, oh, this is the moment. This is like the moment that has like is shaping me mm-hmm. and sort of like my personality. Mm-hmm. And so I say backwards hats, one, find a glasses. It doesn't matter which one it is, mm-hmm. but those are your, that's your pair. Stick to it. Mm. Get some Heelys, Heely around everywhere. Mm. And like, make sure people know that you're Heelying. Heely to work, from work.
Heely, Skitch. Get a rope.
Skitch with the Heelys.
Lasso the car.
I'm skitching with the Heelys, dog.
Dear Sean and Hayes.
Oh, chicken.
Got more slaps than the Beatles. I'm skitching with the Heelys, dog.
We met
just
on,
a little 10-piece.
We met on the forums 2.5 years ago and have been dating ever since. Do you think this is dumb?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Love Sadie and Lane.
Show me the pic. There's a pic.
Click for pic.
Stop at this.
Let me go click it.
Stop telling me this.
He's got to go in the other room to click it.
What should we talk about?
And this
about
is the,
when
the,
he's
this is the pic to click.
What should we talk about? Sam? We have to talk about Sam fast.
So, Sam. Every time I see it, like, he sort of reveals a new tattoo with his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He's very selective about what skin patch he's going to be, like, really showing.
He was wearing a keyhole shirt.
Holy cow!
Whoa.
These
Wow.
They're in love.
She's got great makeup.
She's serving.
She's absolutely serving tea.
And here's a picture of them. And where's the picture of the proof?
This picture is sending me.
Stop this.
Is it giving you life?
Yeah.
They have a picture
of screaming.
Oh my God. What? No way.
This is cursed. Their two intersecting interests are Joanna Newsom.
Okay, so someone wrote on the forums in 2017. So this was long after I stopped.
I imagine
that's right when I was bored.
Imagine the arguments over whether they should put on a Hollywood, like, a Triumph at Comic Con or Peach Plum Pear when they get in the car.
Wait, go back to the proof. I have to read it. One of them, I assume the guy, yes, the guy, writes, also, you like Joanna Newsom and Hollywood Handbook too? Damn, my two favorite things. Have often wondered if anyone else on Earth shared these intersecting interests. Lol. Oh, wait, no, she wrote that.
That.
And
she
then
said
he
that.
Said, yeah, literally my two fave things too. Will you marry me?
And she said. Damn.
And she said, TBH, yeah. Now, what's that?
Walker, Louisiana is where he is. Where was she?
I don't know.
This is some of the wildest shit.
Louisiana. And they were like reacting to it. They were like liking
it. Can you move
it
down a little bit? Sam, I want to see if her location
they
is.
Hearted
oh, no,
it.
It's not.
That's, what?
That's all we have.
Whoa.
This is. Oh, my God.
So TBH stands for topical botulism, honey. And y'all is like, yas.
Ah.
Without the S, pretty much. But
topical.
It's, yeah.
Like your botulinum toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, the, like, yeah. If you don't like needles.
Exactly.
Just smear
it
on.
Just smear it all over you.
This guy kind of looks like the stud Randy from Real World San Diego. Season.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is that Randy
from
Real
World
like, San
they're
Diego?
Wow, they're cool. They're, like, cool.
It is, like,
nice.
They're, like, cool, like, young.
He also sort of looks like the stud Cam that was working in the animation department when we were at Alec Gregory and would swing through and was, like, I think sleeping with the assistants on the show.
Yes.
Can I say that?
I think enough time has passed. Early. Wow, that is so crazy. I love you. I don't know. Is that what
before?
I'm supposed? Is that what I'm supposed to
has
say
that
to them?
Before?
That I've said that to the fan.
Yeah, you have to. Now
I guess
linked.
I do have to say
one
that.
One of you is gonna have to officiate their wedding, though, because you said that. You know that, right?
I do that. So. I got the opening of an envelope.
What do I say? Okay. Hey, boys and Chef Kevin. I'm a graduate student in sociology. If you went back to school, what would you study from Henry?
The female brain.
Hi, Sean and Hayes. Have there been episodes where you left the recording knowing that you crushed it?
Yeah.
If so, what were they?
All of them.
Best, Nora.
And it's I would love to be able to say, and you know what? I'm actually getting that feeling right now. But I don't know if we have done enough time.
Until I left the recording.
And yeah. But like.
Oh, if you just like dropped it like that.
I would love to just be like, I'm sort of getting some kind of feeling right now that I crushed it. And it's time to say bye. But I don't know if we've done enough time. And so, Sam, but this is me asking you.
If you've done enough time contractually?
Yes.
I'd say about 5 more minutes.
Okay, you gotta have that one read last or something, because that's hot.
Right?
Should we double back to it?
I'm starting to feel some kind of way.
Hold on, let me find the hottest one.
That feels like your rapper ad-lib. Like, at the top, when the beat's still coming in, you're like, turn up the mic.
I feel some kind of way.
This beat's got me feeling some kind of way.
Okay. So we'll come back to that one.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
What are you, you're just scrolling all the
way
through.
Yeah, I want to find a good one.
Of chicken.
Guys, my girlfriend wants to loosen my hips.
Oh, boy.
What? How do I do that safely without hurting myself? We have a waterbed. From Devin.
That's
Engineer Devin.
Wow. My girlfriend wants me to loosen my hips.
Well, I mean, like, you gotta take a wrench.
Take a wrench?
You gotta take a wrench.
You gotta take a wrench.
Gotta get it in there with a wrench.
Loosen that ish.
you gotta jam the wrench.
You gotta
right
slide
the
under there on the rolly board and say, "All right, let's take a look at these hips."
You're gonna want to lie down in a hammock, then you get your buddy to lie down on a couple skateboards, roll under you with a wrench.
Take a good long look.
Mm-hmm. Hey, take a nice long look. Mm. Just loosen up all the gears.
What do yoga? The waterbed part really unsettling.
Because it's rippling around. It's very tough to settle.
If that's not going to loosen your... It's...
Gentlemen, if all the Earwolf employees, host included, had a fight to the death, who would be the last person standing? From Jake.
Okay. Didn't we do this? Oh, it's the guy from Turbo Start.
I think
it's Jake from Turbo Start. Yeah. Is it sad that I like know who all these people are almost?
Yeah.
Except for the couple that's like in love.
In love, yeah.
Because of you guys.
Because they don't interact with us very much.
They
because they
on.
Have someone. Yeah. Sort of the worst thing that can happen to our fans is that they find fulfillment in some other area of their life.
It's humiliating, honestly.
Thank you for skipping the one, Sam, where someone asks if I ever dreamed I'd be hosting 3 or 4 different podcasts at the same time. I am very happy to not be answering that question.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. What should I get?
And that one is unsigned.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, Sam, is your...
What's your best tattoo?
Your most like freak carnival.
I have a cowboy boot that says spur of the moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
The holding balloons that says pop punk never dies.
They all say stuff.
Yeah, they're all awful.
I have an idea for one, and it's a little cartoon. Ooh. You get a tattoo of like a waning crescent, and then then beneath is a tattoo of a man, like sort of like a professorial looking man, standing with a younger woman, and he's pointing up and he says, "Look, honey, a full moon." Nice.
What is a waning crescent and what is professorial?
Professorial means like the man looks like he's like trying to appear intelligent, I guess. Hey, he's
his little glasses and stuff.
Yes, little glasses. And then he's...
Wait, is that... What about this? The guy could look just like David Wayne.
He could look like David Wayne. And he's saying, "Look, honey, a full moon." But he's pointing at what is very clearly just a sliver of moon.
I have an idea for one. It's it.
Okay.
The ice cream?
It's the
it's
clown.
Not Pennywise.
That's a regional ice cream.
It's not Pennywise. It's the clown. It's actual it. And it's like, what's your favorite letter?
The scarlet one?
Okay,
letter
A,
from a Birmingham jail.
Awesome. It's a letter from a Birmingham jail, and it is coming out of the letter and splitting it, and his face is like nasty, and it goes letter rip.
That's really good.
You know my favorite letter, Letter Go by Passenger.
Cursed. Prison for you.
Is there a...
Only miss the road when you're coming home.
She didn't want to hand her, want to shame. Wanting to do his hidden things.
She didn't hang, when a hang on chain.
Come with a 10-piece dog of chicken nuggets.
I heard, one time I heard on one of the radio stations, this guy comes on the radio and he goes, "Hey, this is Ian from Passenger. So this is a song we wrote kind of about not appreciating what you have until it's gone."
Wow, I didn't get that.
It's the most ominous, like... Only know you love her when you let her go.
What the heck? I thought that song was about doing Molly in the club. What the heck is that about?
I thought it was about chicken nuggets.
The thing that, for some reason, I always will remember from hearing on the radio is Minnie Driver was like guest hosting on KCRW or something. And she was talking about some song, like a Michael Frantian Spearhead song or something. And she goes, "I adore this song unreservedly." Okay, Sam.
Okay.
Move and there might be kind page. Of like a interesting question to ask right now.
Might be up a little higher.
Did you lose it?
Lose what?
The question!
Oh my God.
Would you ever consider doing a live show in Vegas?
No. Not this one. Jeez,
what
Sam.
Are you asking me right now?
When Chris Gethard says to lose well, he's not talking about the question, okay? Come on, Sam.
What are you asking me right now?
You were supposed to go back to
There's
the question.
One up above this, I think, that has a question that is setting Hayes up. When I say above, okay, keep going. All right, keep going.
Oh, that's a funny one. Wait, scroll down.
This one? This one?
Yes. Sam, can you, the extremely four number, are you able to perform that one?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, I'll do it. So this question is, extremely four non-blondes voice. I said, Hayes, what's going, Sean?
Okay, I'm going to try it, too.
Okay. I said, Hayes, what's going, Sean? I mean, those are both good. They're both good.
You can try
you on a bit. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I said, Hayes, what's going, Sean?
That's how they would perform good. It. Today.
And I said, yes. I said, Hayes, what's going, Sean?
Have you found the question yet, Sam? What? It was like, have you ever feel like you crushed? Search crushed.
Oh.
Control F crushed. Oh.
No, it was up, right?
It was up.
It was up.
It was up.
Are you sure it's up?
Oh.
Oh, wait, was it Gentleman?
Just search crushed.
Here we go. Right here. I see it.
Read this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Sean and Hayes. Have there been episodes where you left the recording knowing that you crushed it?
Yes.
If so, what were they?
This one.
Best. Nora.
Wait, read the P.S.
P.S. Sean, I was running the Uncle Drew Twitter account when it responded to you.
Thank you.
I'm starting to feel kind of some way in my guts.
Not your guts.
My guts are starting to feel like I actually just crushed it right now. And it makes me want to say bye. Yes.
That was a HeadGum podcast.